chased by fools in a world of their own. Pushing aside all the signs that inspire, avoiding the art to create a new issue. Someone with handcuffs who's chained to the past. Spark that creates. Am I signing a new lease? Ask yourself why before raising dead estues. You are someone who's lost touch and died in the clasp. I settled for.
You're listening to the 80s Underground Best of 1983 show here on KSCU and andhow.fm. Number 12 on the list there, The Fix and their classic Reach the Beach album. Big, big record from 1983 with so many good songs on it, so many singles. You know, like One Thing Leads to Another, Sign of the Fire, Saved by Zero. And definitely a high watermark for that band. That's a nice album cut that I've always enjoyed playing. I don't think it was a single of any note. It's called Changing. And The Fix, one of the most innovative and identifiable bands of 80s modern rock. And a great live band to boot. I've seen them a couple of times. And they're top-notch live band, at least from what I remember. Different states of sobriety and such going to shows. Number 13, we had The Replacements, their Hootenanny LP. Always good stuff from them. Kind of coming into their own in the 80s. A little scrappy, a little melodic. Color Me Impressed was the track we heard. We had Bauhaus before that at number 14. We're moving into the second half of the show, and I'm counting down toward number one, the best albums of 1983. You know, I realized there were a lot of very popular records, classic albums released that year. Of course, they're not going to make the 80s underground cut. But I have the utmost respect for Pyromania and Thriller. Not sure about Rebel Yell by Billy Idol, but of course, Duran Duran, Seven of the Ragged Tiger. You get the idea. You know, those are great albums. Police's Synchronicity, of course, probably the biggest record from that year. Although technically, I think Thriller probably beat it in sales, but Thriller officially, I think, was released at the end of 1982, so it doesn't really count there. But in any case, this is the 80s underground, so I'm keeping it sort of within that purview. So if anybody's wondering why I didn't hear the Police in your countdown, now you know why. That's the disclaimer. It is 10 past the hour. We got to get back to the countdown. I'm at number 11, I guess, here. And the Cocteau Twins, always notorious for putting out great music throughout the decade. 1983, their album Head Over Heels really kind of just started to make waves for them on the 4AD label and hinted at more great things to come. A lot of good tracks on, including this one, which I shall fire up on the vinyl. Sugar Hiccup is the name of this track. And we're counting down the best albums of 1983 at number 11. It's the Cocteau Twins. Dig it. We'll be right back. The 80s Underground, best albums of 1983. I struggled with that one a little bit because, you know, this is primarily an underground show. I don't hardly ever play Tears for Fears. I don't know that I, maybe other than once or twice, I played anything from that record because it was so massively popular and it just put that band all over the map in the world. But it's such a good record and so well put together. I mean, every little note and nook and cranny of that record is so well made. I had to include it. The Hurting, Tears for Fears, one of the three top 10 singles from that record, Pale Shelter. And a lot of versions of the songs that ended up on that record were recorded a year or two prior to that debut record. Some of them remixed and redone, including that one, Pale Shelter. Tears for Fears at number 10 with The Hurting. Number 11, we had Cocteau Twins, Head Over Heels, the record they put out that year. Sugar Hiccup was the track. And we're counting them down, doing some time management here as we get toward the number one album of the year at the 1 o'clock hour and whatever time it may be if you're listening on andhow.fm. Let's go to number nine. Very much an underground record at the time and really ramped up this band's sort of place in the world of indie music at the time. The Porcupine album from Echo and the Bunnymen was released in 1983, and every time I look at the cover of this, I think of the recent picture of Niagara Falls, which was totally frozen. The Porcupine album cover, very similar to that. They're standing near a frozen waterfall. So Echo and the Bunnymen, I'm playing an album cut here called Clay from that great record from 1983. So number nine, on the list, best albums of 1983, it's Echo and the Bunnymen on the 80s Underground.
Am I the half of half and half, or am I the half that's whole? Got to be one with all my halves. Smile with the earthly goal. Smile with the earthly goal. Smile with the earthly goal. Thank you.
sucking sass. Fools with delusion, they'll use me. Am I the more or less? Am I the more or less? Am I the more or less? When I came apart, I wasn't made of sand. When you fell apart, clay crumbled in my hands. When I came apart, I wasn't made of sand. When I was the Cain, you were the Abel. When I came apart, clay crumbled in my hands.
Burger King presents Return of the Jedi glasses. Four new glasses from the Star Wars saga, filled with the adventures of Luke Skywalker, the Ewoks, Han Solo, and Jabba the Hutt. Buy a medium or large Coke, and a different glass is yours each week for a special price. Collect all four. Return of the Jedi glasses, now appearing only at Burger King.
There you go. Perhaps one of the finest debut albums of the entire decade, an album that just exudes everything Scottish. Big country, great, massive debut album from 1983, The Crossing. So many good songs on it. Still cherish my coveted vinyl of that album. Fields of Fire, the track there, one of the many fine album cuts from Big Country on the Best of 1983 Countdown in the 80s Underground. Number 8 on the list, and we have just 7 more to go through here. At number 9, we had Echo and the Bunnymen and their Porcupine LP, another fine piece in their great collection of works. Clay was the track we heard from that record. Number 10, Tears for Fears, and we're counting them down. If you tuned in late, you can always check out the Facebook page later today for the full podcast, full 2 hours. I started the countdown at number 27. And so the podcast will be posted later today, facebook.com/80sunderground. Be sure to check it out. And I'll post my whole entire list up there as well for comments and criticism and all that stuff. Lists are always fun, you know. It's good fodder for discussion and debate. Why is this here and where's that and such? So I invite you to check that out. So we're getting back to the countdown here. Number 7, another band that sort of straddles the line between underground and not, but I enjoy them because they have so many fine songs. Depeche Mode, in 1983, they released their third album, Construction Time Again, which brought Martin Gore a little more to the forefront in the songwriting arena. You know, after Vince Clarke left, he kind of shouldered some of that duty. And I remember seeing or reading something somewhere about they were staying at a hotel and they were clanking around making noises, and they decided that wouldn't it be cool if we could sample things like pipe clinging and door slamming and such. So that sort of laid the foundation for part of this song and many of the tracks on Construction Time Again. And I'm going to play my favorite Depeche Mode song, the big single from this record from 1983, Everything Counts. Number 7 on the list, Construction Time Again, Depeche Mode, the best of 1983.
deranged with this relationship. Deranged. We've all been through some shit. If we're thing, I think this thing's begun. Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
I have proved my love to you. Special favors coming 31 flavors. We're out of mints. Past the lifesavers. I'm dropping hints. Candy for candy coated tongue. Being so good, so very good for me. What do you think? Tell me honestly. I'm way, 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 way beautiful. Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, to prove my love to you. Just how bad it had gotten and just how sick I had become. But it could change with this relationship. Deranged. You've all been through some shit for a thing. I think this thing's begun. Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
There you go, the drinking anthems for millions of college students throughout the 1980s, 90s, and beyond. A record you won't hear too often on the show, but I had to include the Violent Femmes' debut album, Prove My Love, the track there. Moving up to number 5 on the best of 1983, it's Aztec Cameras, Highland, Hard Rain. Let's do it, number 5.
I brought you some friends from my traveling chest. You spare me the thanks till you know I'm the best. So come harmony, love comes in floods. Resolutions I'll make, you can label them hers. Threw our hands up high, nearly touched the sky. Clips our heels and spatters, well, we never let it die. All of my wonders saw the medals when they saw this train. All of my wonders when you feel the fall of all this rain. I lie to you, the hopeful sap you hesitate. All of my wonders why the words will never work the way. Waiting, waiting. Gravy, rap, 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 chuck, chuck away the poo, shoes, they pedal out the bros. Dry your tears, tie your tongue, and you're never 16. And I'll give you a glimpse of the hard and the clean. I'm a traveling chest.
Why the words are not once wrote that the Chameleons want a hit single about as bad as the UK wants nuclear fallout. What does that mean?
It means that we won't pursue a hit record to the detriment of everything else that we do, basically. It means that if loads of people suddenly hear one of our songs and they go out and buy it in droves, that's great. But we won't pursue that and prostitute other areas of what we do for the sake of having a record in the top 10.
A lot of 80s indie people might put that band and that record higher up on the best albums list, but I love the Chameleons UK more than just about anything, including Betty White and Sliced Bread and all that stuff. And what can I say? Script of the Bridge, one of the finest records of the decade. Debut album by the Chameleons UK there from 1983. Number four on the best albums of 1983 list. That song gives me chills every time I hear it. I can't stand it. Up the Down Escalator. the track there from the Chameleons. And Chameleons Vox, the latest incarnation of that band, just putting together some North American tour dates. I have September 21st on the calendar for the Bay Area, although no official venue has been announced yet. But they're slowly adding dates, and as soon as I get more info, I will definitely make that available. Chameleons Vox, the latest incarnation, features Mark Burgess and Mike Lever of the original lineup, and a handful of other guitarists who I don't know offhand, but last time they played, I saw them in the Bay Area a couple years ago. It was pretty mind-blowing. Good stuff. So I recommend checking out Chameleons Vox when they come to your town, hopefully. So yeah, we're counting down the best albums of 1983 on the 80s Underground Show here on KSCU and andhow.fm. And if you missed any of it so far, you can check out the full podcast, which I'll have posted later on today at facebook.com/80sunderground. And that latest set before Chameleons at number 4, we had Aztec Camera at number 5 with their Highland Hard Rain album. Great release on Sire Records and a big underground college radio record from 1983. So many good songs on it. I didn't play necessarily an obvious track, but a good album cut called The Boy Wonders. Number 6, we had The Violent Femmes, another record which I generally avoid because of its ubiquitiness. It's just anywhere and everywhere. And I played that record so much in college, I don't care if I ever hear it again. It's kind of like, you know, More Than a Feeling by Boston. You like, it's a good song, or Don't Stop Believing, you know, it's a good song, but, you know, if you never heard it again the rest of your life, you probably wouldn't miss it. It's kind of how I feel about The Violent Femmes, but I couldn't overlook the fact that, you know, they had a pretty awesome record for 1983. So number 6, the self-titled debut record from Milwaukee's best, The Violent Femmes. Number 7 on the list was Depeche Mode and Construction Time Again. Everything Counts, the track I played, big single from that record. And you can, along with the podcast later today, I will have the full list of my favorite albums of that year, and you can debate and decide and critique and whatnot. But we got 3 more to go. And at number 3 on the list is a big alternative record from 1983. And I'm playing the third track, called The Village. Of course, you know them as New Order, Power, Corruption, and Lies, a classic among most indie aficionados. And it's number 3 on my list and the best of 1983. To New Order on the 80s Underground.
Shower. U2 formed its school in Dublin. All are 20 or younger. Already they view much of the new wave as old and established. When they first encountered the variety of music factions in London, England, they wanted no part of the cliches and excesses of the punk, mod, or heavy metal scenes.
Yeah, we're not a gang. We don't want to be a part of that. We're not into the sort of uniform of dressing up in anything. People would like to think of us as a punk band or a new wave band or a heavy band or whatever they want. They have all little games they like, you know, to put us in with. And we're not part of it. We're just you two. We're just who we are. Just like Bobby here is who he is. Come on, honey.
Underground and a record made ever more poignant by one of the best live performances ever captured on tape. Of course, I'm speaking of the U2 Live at Red Rocks, the tour they did in support of that great record, number two on the best of 1983, the War album by the almighty U2. Goes without saying, that record should be in the top 10 of anybody's list, and it's number two on mine. Such a great record, released in the cold, dark winter of 1983. It's a It's an edgy record. It's metallic. It's cold. It's stark. It's powerful, and all those adjectives that you can compile about U2. But that just they burst big time with that record. So many good songs on it. Two Hearts Beat is One, the track there for you from U2's War album. Number three on the list. Before that, we had New Order with the classic indie gem, Power, Corruption, and Lies. Perhaps the finest hour of New Order's career. The Village was the track we had there. Chameleons UK at number four. We're counting them down. We're just a few minutes shy of the top of the hour. I got to get to my number one record of 1983. And once again, one final reminder, if you want to check out the full countdown show today, as well as the list, I will have it posted on the 80s Underground Facebook page later today. The full two-hour podcast will be up there at facebook.com/80sunderground. No big surprise, number one is REM's Murmur LP, the record that basically set the stage for alternative college radio throughout the decade. I'm not sure they had what their sights were set on when they put out to record this album. I don't think any band ever does when they make a classic album, but it stands a test of time. An awesome gem in the 80s underground arsenal of music. REM's Murmur LP released April 12, 1983. It's number one on the list of best albums of 1983, and we're going to finish off the countdown with a track from it called Moral Kiosk. We'll see you next week. Remember, facebook.com/80sunderground. We'll see ya.
Scandals in the twilight.